Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Nahmuduhu wa nusalli wa nusallim ala rasulihil karim amma ba'd. The discussion is on the bedding of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam declining a soft bedding. Ummul Mu'minin Sayyida Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha narrates that a woman of the Ansar tribe saw Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and felt that it was too coarse. After leaving, she sent a mattress that had a woolen filling, which was much more comfortable. When Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam returned, he inquired about the mattress. Sayyida Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha informed Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam about the Ansari woman who had sent it after witnessing the condition of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's bed. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam instructed her to return it. Sayyida Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha did not desire to return it, but Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam insisted, saying, "By the oath of Allah, if I wish, mountains of gold and silver would travel with me wherever I go." Jafar ibn Muhammad rahmatullah alayhi narrates that he inquired about the nature of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam's bedding. Sayyida Hafsa radiyallahu ta'ala anha informed him that it was made of canvas cloth. She also narrated the following incident to him. "One night I decided to fold it in four so that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would have a more comfortable sleep. When I awoke in the morning, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked me what I had spread for him. I told Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that it was the very same canvas cloth which I had folded in four so that he could sleep more comfortably. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam instructed me to leave it as it was because its comfort had almost prevented him from awakening for tahajjud salah." Note, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam found it difficult to wake up at his usual hour for the tahajjud salah. Sleeping on coarse or slightly uncomfortable bedding has a dual benefit. Firstly, one does not go into a very deep sleep, and secondly, one wakes up without much difficulty. Sayyidina Jabir ibn Abdullah radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "A man should possess a bed for him, a second one for his wife, and the third for the visitor. If he has a fourth one, it would be for shaitan." Note, to have unnecessary beds in a home is not permissible. One can keep extra beds according to the amount of visitors one usually accommodates. May Allah Ta'ala give us the understanding. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.